Chapter 36. While it had been a tense standoff during the time it took Amara to get her belongings from the apartment, Tasha was able to keep things under control, and before long they were headed back to the house. In the following hours, she kept a close watch from the back porch for any movement, but saw none. Occasionally, she would see puffs of smoke coming from one of the windows, and knew the three were quickly burning through Harris's allotted smoke for the week. There was no doubt in her mind that they would try to pilfer for more as soon as night fell. Tasha planned on being ready for them, though. A few hours after the sun went down, she was nice and toasty as she sipped a steaming cup of coffee inside the wash house. Hot Dog had been less than thrilled at being left behind, but she needed him in the cabin to keep guard in case someone slipped past her. As she waited, Tasha tried to kill time by thinking about what still needed to be done on the property. Before the unwelcomed group had shown up, she had been just about ready to start preparing for the trek to take Harley home to her people in Missouri. Now she wasn't sure when they would be safely able to leave. Tasha didn't have the heart to tell her friend that it would still be several days, even after the hostile group of people left. She had to make sure the homestead was safe and possibly bring in more security from the village until she could consider leaving Tamara, Amara, and Elijah alone with Harris. Even as it stood, she wasn't certain Harris's invitation was going to be extended past when the hostile group left. The more she thought about it, the more she liked the idea of making him leave when they kicked out the others. There had been no movement since she had relieved Harley from the duty station hours before. Yet as she watched the door through the night vision goggles, she saw the curtain move and someone look out to scan the yard. It was impossible for them to see her in the wash house. While the night vision goggles gave a green glow to everything, Tasha was able to perfectly make out the outline of a man as the apartment door slid open. It was Harris, who had decided to brave the steps first. Looking around in the pitch black for any sign of trouble as he moved quickly across the lawn. Tasha could see Connor keeping a lookout from the top of the steps. She smiled to herself as she got her weapon ready. Crouching down, she cracked open the wash house door and took her position. While the shot wouldn't kill or injure Harris, he would think twice about trying to sneak out. Plus, in the darkness, he wouldn't be able to see where the shot was coming from. It was pure luck that Elijah still had the old paintball gun and a few leftover canisters from a phase she'd gone through in her teen years. While she couldn't be sure the paintballs were anything more than hardened rocks now inside, it didn't bother her in the least that they might hurt the man more. Tasha smiled as she squeezed the trigger, sending four of the balls through the air at rapid speed. She watched as they hit the man square in the back. Harris screamed in pain, grabbing his back as he dropped to his knees. It only took him a few seconds to recover, but by that time she saw Connor had been terrified enough of a real weapon to have raced back into the safety of the apartment. Tasha chuckled when Harris limped back to the steps and inside the apartment. If only she'd been a fly on the wall to hear how enraged the man had to be. She hoped that for the rest of their stay at the homestead, they wouldn't try to do anything foolish again. But her hopes weren't strong. So far, the group had proven they didn't care about her rules or the things they needed to do to stay on the property. As soon as their friend was healed, she'd be happy to see them all go. Settling back in her chair, she watched the apartment for any sign of movement again. But there was none. Hopefully, it would be a peaceful remainder of the night. She hadn't expected Harley to come to relieve her until the sun rose the next morning. It was barely cresting over the top of the trees when the young woman came jogging to the back door of the wash house and burst in. She was obviously out of breath and excited. As Harley informed Tasha that their wounded guest had woken up, Tasha felt a wave of relief course through her. Finally, the nightmare was coming to an end. The people would be gone soon, and they could get back to making plans to get Harley home. leaving Harley behind to keep watch. Tasha jogged to the house and through the front doors. Elijah smiled at her.
It looks like our patient is gonna pull through. Now aren't you glad we didn't turn him away?
The man groaned as she approached. He was still pale, but some color had returned to his cheeks. Elijah had managed to get him moved from the table to the couch where he could prop up his head.
Good. How long before we can kick them out? Tasha asked.
Elijah sighed and shook his head.
Well, it's going to be a few days before he can even move. I wouldn't trust those stitches to hold if we tried to do it any sooner than that.
You said we had to keep him alive, Tasha growled. He's alive, so that's it. I don't want them here, Pops.
Wait, the man groaned. You keep saying we, but I don't know who you're talking about.
You and the two trashy people who brought you here. We aren't looking for trouble, but we aren't a safe house either. You all need to take your problems down the road.
I wasn't with anyone, he muttered. One second I was making camp in the woods, and the next I'm here. You telling me these people brought me here? They saved my life? I sure would like to thank them.
Tasha frowned. I wouldn't be too grateful yet. For all we know, they are the ones who shot you.
What's your name, son? Elijah asked.
Theo, sir. I was just passing through Kentucky to get to my sister's place in Pennsylvania when my car died. Took me 3 days just to figure out what was going on. When I did, I knew I had to get off the road fast.
Well, Theo, don't get too comfy, Tasha told him. Whether or not you're a part of that group, it doesn't matter. We don't have the room or supplies to be taking in.
Could I talk with you for a minute, kiddo? Elijah said as he got to his feet.
She sighed and nodded, spinning around and heading to the greenhouse where they could have some privacy. Tasha already knew Elijah's soft heart was getting the best of him, but she wouldn't let her godfather be conned into agreeing to let the group stay. She didn't care what their chances were out in the world as long as it wasn't on her farm.
Sweetheart, sending that boy out there right now would be a death sentence. I know you don't trust the others, but it sounds like you wasn't with them.
Which makes me all the more worried. What if they shot him?
To what end? Why would they do that?
To get their foot in the door here. You saw they were friends with Harris, which doesn't bode well for them, and last night they tried to steal some of your herbs.
His brow raised. Be that as it may, I think we owe that boy in there the right to make his own path. If he wants to stay, I've got no problem with that.
And what about the others? What about Harris? You know this is just a war waiting to start, Tasha growled. But what happens when they've got guns pointed at Tamara or me? He pursed his lips.
Fine, we ask the boy. If he's with the group, they stay until he's healed up the day after tomorrow. If he's not with them, you can make the whole lot of them leave today.
Including Harris? Elijah sighed, but nodded. A wave of relief washed through her. With Harris gone, she could finally feel safe enough to leave with Harley and start the next leg of their journey.